So this is a myth that you have to have a balance. What the truth is, and I'm going to explain later, but I'll just give you the data now for you to chew on. The truth is that the thought part of the training balance scale, the thinking, is 99.9% of it, if not 100%. Thinking and your thoughts are ultimately more important than the how, or the techniques, or the skills. When you're creating things in your life, when you're making your desires come true, and you're making your wishes manifest right before your eyes, and you're making millions, like you'll learn tomorrow, or whatever amount you want, could be tens of thousands, could be hundreds of thousands, could be more, but whatever it is, when you're making your desires happen, the most important part is your thoughts. I was sitting in a guy's house in Charlotte, North Carolina years ago. Incredibly wealthy guy. And I remember I was listening to him and he made the stupidest statement of all time. And I remember thinking it was the stupidest statement of all time the moment I heard it. He said, "When your attitude's right, the facts don't count." And I said, "How stupid. Facts count. Facts count. Your thinking and your attitude is not going to change the facts." And so later, I challenged him. But again, at this moment in time, I was very fortunate because teachability index is always at the forefront of my thought. Every day, how teachable am I? How teachable am I? How teachable am I? What's my willingness to learn? What's my willingness to accept change? How teachable am I? And when he made that statement, the first thing that popped into my head was, this is a stupid statement. And the second thing that popped into my head was, how teachable am I? And I said, high willingness to learn. High willingness to accept change. If I think this is a stupid statement, I'm willing to change that if I can get some more information, because I don't understand it. So later, we're sitting and at his home, and I challenged him, and I said, explain this. I says, I'm confused because it doesn't make any sense to me. With a big smile on his face, he just simply said this. He says, when your attitude's right, the facts don't count, first and foremost, because what you think are facts ain't facts anyway. They're just people's opinions. I thought, huh? He said, look, what you think are facts aren't facts. They're mostly people's opinions. When your attitude's right, facts don't count because what you think are facts are mostly opinions. He goes, let me give you a couple examples. He says, after the Second World War, there was a glut of ships in the world because the war was over. There were more ships just everywhere, and none of them were being used. The war had ended. All the massive construction of shipping that was done because of the needs of the war created the largest excess glut of ships in history. You couldn't give ships away. Because it would just cost too money to get rid of, you know, to haul the ship out of there, and it wasn't, you couldn't get any money for scrap metal. It was just a disaster. There were just ships blocking up ports and harbors. They were everywhere. You couldn't give them away. And if you were stuck with ships, it was a disaster just having them. You had to pay money to get rid of the ships. It was just a glut of shipping. And everyone knew that this was a fact. And everyone knew that anybody in shipping was basically screwed. They just were losing money hand over fist. These were the facts. But there was one guy by the name of Aristotle Onassis, who happened to be a member of the Brotherhood, who understood that what most people think are facts are nothing but opinions. And at a coffee shop, on a napkin, he just did some mathematical calculations. And he said, the reason there's a glut of ships is because of the war, shipping had ceased. Nobody was shipping things because of the war, because you get torpedoed. There was war going on, world war. And he said, if shipping goes back to the levels it was before the war, there ain't enough ships. Even if it went back to the levels it was before the war, there are not enough ships right now that are seaworthy. And Onassis just came to a simple conclusion. Because of the war, the world had become internationalized. Americans were now eating pizza, which they never heard before the war. But now the American GIs were coming back from Italy talking about, hey, we got pizza. So Americans wanted Italian products. Germans wanted American products. Japanese needed products because of the war. The world had become internationalized because of all the international travel from the GIs. And everyone wanted different people's products from around the world. So NASA said, if shipping goes back to the levels it was before the war, there aren't enough ships right now. But because of the war, shipping will increase faster than ever. And so Onassis went out and got every ship he could. Within 3 years, he was the richest man in the world.